Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a Loose Read.
Oh, that's right. It's Loose Reads time. I'm joined here by Jenna. How
Morena.
Are you?
Morena. Lovely to see you this morning. Oh,
so lovely to see you. Keeping my company while I'm all alone.
Yeah. You're twiddling the knobs.
I'm twiddling all the knobs. I'm turning on all the buttons.
Fending texts. It's all on.
Just beautiful. Isn't it great? Now, you're here to talk about Hood's Landing.
Yes, this is a brand new book by Laura Vincent. You may have heard of Laura back in the day. She wrote a blog called Hungry and Frozen, which was a cooking blog. Mm-hmm. And it was at the true bloggy times.
Ooh.
It was the late 2010s. Is that like 2008? And she had a book. This isn't her first book, but it's her first novel. She had a Hungry and Frozen cookbook. She also writes for the spin-off. Mm-hmm. She's Ngāti Mahanga, Ngā Pui, but this is her first novel. And this is published by Aporo Press, who mm-hmm. are a micro press that run by Damien Levi, who concentrate on publishing minority voices in Aotearoa. And another cool thing about this book, just a little side note, is there is a course called the Whetereia Publishing Course, and every year the students work on a book, all the different aspects of producing and publishing a book, and this was the book that they did. So lots of interesting things around Hood's Landing before you even get to
the story. Wow. Oh my gosh. It's that would sound like really neat kaupapas behind it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Laura Vincent is from Waiuku, and this is where this book is set, or a place kind of very similar to Waiuku, where it's very mm-hmm. wild and remote and beachy, but not a kind beach to lay on, and you know, and so it's got this personality
beach
in itself. And we have this big cast of characters. This is a family who have all come home for Christmas. We've got four generations of women. This is one of the books, one of those books that have the family tree in the front, and you need it.
I support that. We need more family trees at the start of the novel, or at least like a relationship kind of diagram.
Yeah, like the I'm trying to think of the L word diagram, who slept with who kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have our oldest person is Irene. She's 102 years old. She has been the community psychic kind of spiritual guide.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's kind of like a feeling around that, or rumours around that as well. She's been, her husband died when she had a really little baby and she was very young, and so she's got her own beautiful place in the community. She has these beautiful handmade tarot cards that she works with, and she's like the being that knows all. And then her daughter, Bufty, I'm thinking of another book with a Bugsy. Bufty, her husband has died, and she married her old female school friend who is the local minister. And then her children, her daughters, and not most importantly, but a big part of the story is her daughter Rita, who's 50, who's going to announce at this family Christmas dinner that she has cancer. And then there's the various children and cousins, mostly all, it's a very female heavy book.
But drama.
It's quite joyous and funny, even though there's this heavy things going on. It's like everyone is carrying a secret. And the great thing about this book is that pretty much all secrets are going to be revealed over the tale of the story. It moves around in time and place, but the family is such a central part of it. A really interesting part of this book is you have the narrative, but then Laura Vincent has inserted these vignettes of different people from the community who are like sometimes loosely connected to the family or not really, but they kind of pop up in each vignette of someone who has died of cancer, a woman who has died of cancer. So there's this cancer theme through it, but it's kind of gossipy as well. Like, there's this book that I read last year called Mouthing by Orla McKee, which is set in a small town in Ireland, and you're just getting these like little hearsays from people, and it really paints the community, this whānau, the family members within it, and everything that they carry, but it's still very joyous and funny and sharp. There's a lot of metaphors in this book, but I feel like it's this ode to women and ode to queer women and they're a Māori family, and some people connect more with that than not. Mm. And these like tiny threads of tikanga that have made their way through generations that are still there, which are really lovely to read, because I feel like some people in the family will like are definitely going to carry it on. I just thought it was a really great book, and I think this is the time of year where you think, you know, you might read from the library and you might borrow books from friends and but if you're going to buy a book, this is the type of book that you should buy, because it's a New Zealand author, it's a micro press, and every sale is like kept within New Zealand, you know. It's like feels like that's totally the type home. Of yeah, so it's a home book for sure. I think if you enjoyed I've heard it being compared to this book, Greta and Valden by Rebecca K. Riley, which is such a landmark book in terms of style of humour and stuff. This would fit alongside that in a really joyous way. And then I think also that mouthing, gossipy book has the seal of approval from our great New Zealand author Pip Adam from Wellington. So I think people are really going to enjoy this book.
Oh, I love like a bit of a gossipy book as
Well.
Yeah,
gossipy, ensemble.
Secrets. Different,
totally. Yeah. I think you would probably relate to little bits of this book as you read it.
I also feel like it's a perfect book to read in the lead up to Christmas, because...
Absolutely. Yeah. You've got that festive feeling anyways, and maybe thinking about your family coming together and what conversations are going to be had or not had, what secrets could be revealed.
I'm hoping no big ones this Christmas.
Me too.
But I do feel like, you know, you go through that phase, yes, you get the festive feeling, but you're also like mentally and physically preparing for what's to come.
I know, it's such a crazy time, because you're living your regular life, and then I travel back home for Christmas, and you kind of leave it all behind, and your brain is fried, and then you're like, but you hang out with people who know you very well.
That's so true. They can see through it all. This is such an interesting book, Hood's Landing, Laura Vincent. Everyone, go pick up a copy. Support local business.
Yeah, local authors, local publishing from your local bookshop.
Time Out Bookstore.
Time Out Bookstore. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Jenna. And have a lovely week.
You too. Bye. Talk to you soon.
Kagi.
That was Loose Reads.